Tim Wise, you refer to, quote, Rwanda, Africa's hungry poster child, unquote, as a nation that AGRA counts as a success, even though the people there are hungrier than ever. In 2010, I spoke to then presidential candidate Victoire Ingabire before she went to prison for the next 8 years, and she was very concerned then, as she is now, that this agricultural policy has made rural Rwandans hungrier than ever. She says that traditional subsistence crops have been sacrificed for cash crops, which mostly benefit elite urban traders. Do you agree? And is this a problem in AGRA's other 12 target nations?
That's an interesting reference you make to the former presidential candidate. She was exactly right. That's exactly what's come to pass. Under Agriculture Minister Agnes Kalibata, Rwanda and AGRA focused on increasing corn production. They did quadruple corn production with subsidies and authoritarian measures such as fining farmers who failed to switch to corn. But hunger remained high, and with the number of hungry Rwandans increasing by 500,000 in this same time period, it's hard to see why this was a success. Why did that happen? All that funding and support for corn drove land out of the more nutritious crops like sorghum and sweet potato, key staples that offer far more nutrition than corn. And that leaves farmers more vulnerable to climate change. As their soils degrade, they lose crop diversity, which undermines their family's diet diversity. Kalibata herself rode her supposed success in increasing corn yields by 66% to become head of AGRA. But our report shows that overall staple crop yields increased a meager 24% in 14 years. AGRA promised to double yields, 100% increase.
What else would you like a lay audience to understand about this now?
Well, our food systems are at a crossroads. Climate change and now the coronavirus have highlighted the fragility of long supply chains, the dependence on imported seeds and fertilizers in developing countries, and on fossil fuel-based agriculture like we have in the United States. All those fertilizers are manufactured heavily with fossil fuels. The last thing we should be doing is trying to export that failing model of agriculture to Africa right now. Our report shows that the effort is failing on its own terms, weak productivity growth, and rising hunger. African farmers want something different, and I heard that when I was researching my book, Eating Tomorrow. Groups like the Alliance for Food Sovereignty in Africa are demanding a shift in all that support for failing Green Revolution policies to ones that support local farmers, improving their native seeds, using lower cost, lower input practices. Lots of studies have shown that such practices generate higher productivity increases while increasing farmers' incomes and food security, exactly what AGRA is failing to do.
That was Timothy Wise of Boston-based Small Planet Institute and Minneapolis-based Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy. In Berkeley, for Pacifica, I'm Ann Garrison.